And now,
this is
Maddie in the Morning.
Always funny, every morning.
On KISS 108.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hello, my radio friends. Thank you for tuning in this morning. Appreciate it. You know, I call them my radio friends. You know, you could step up from being a radio friend to being a friend.
Okay.
Preferably with benefits, of course.
Oh.
I'm just saying. Good morning, everybody. Big football Sunday. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ooh. I mean, you know, obviously the Pats aren't in it, so you don't have that. But good teams, good games. Everyone, I like all four. I'm rooting for all four of them, which is...
Yeah, they're good games.
Which is no good. I like all four teams. I have to find something wrong with two of them. Because I don't know about you, but unless I'm rooting for one of the teams, I mean, obviously you always root for the home team, but then you get in the playoffs, so home team's out, then you got to pick somebody. And usually what I used to do is just bet on one of them, and then you love them because there's money involved.
Right.
All right. But I don't know. I'm kind of into Tom going all the way just because it's a crazy story. I like Aaron Rodgers. So there's that. The Bills winning is a big story.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
You know, yep. But I've always liked Kansas City.
I love Holmes. Kansas City.
Yeah, but they won last year. So it's like they had their shot.
Okay, let me explain something to you. You're the last person I'm taking input from.
I'm just trying to help you.
Well, I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm going to wait and see. Somebody's going to bug me between now and Sunday, and that'll be good. Then I'll know.
But
you know what I mean?
Two really good matchups.
Yeah,
really
I actually kind of like that the Patriots aren't in it. It's more fun this way. I don't know.
Well, it's a different kind of fun.
It's fun, yeah. It's like the pressure's off.
Yeah, but you want the pressure on. Otherwise, it's like it's just watching television, you know?
But even though they're not in it, there's still kind of stake in it because Tom Brady's in it. So,
yeah.
Like, the story of when
he
left and his
nephew. That is true.
Yeah.
That was a very good observation from the pink hat.
This is pink.
Actually, she's not a pink hat. Lisa's a pink hat.
But Lisa Bex knows her sports.
No, Bex really follows football. I mean, she actually knows.
Yeah, but Lisa's a big Steelers house.
Too.
Yeah.
Well, Lisa's is married to a Steeler fan. It's not the same thing. She doesn't root for her husband. She's not talking to her husband anyway. This could be the beginning of the end of it.
Oh, boy.
He's dropped the ball.
The hot water heater.
Dropped the ball.
Oh, God,
the hot water heater went off. She had a cold shower at 4 a.m.
No, you don't understand how cold
Hubby's
is at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
That's Hubby's problem. What did he do?
Yeah, and the roof still hasn't been fixed yet. The roofer never showed up yesterday. This is his little project.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he is just down.
I don't understand that. I really
don't. Him.
I don't make any decisions in the house. I don't even try.
Tim's
trying to get involved?
Well, I left this up to him. He wanted to take it, and I said, okay. So, the roofer just didn't show up yesterday. So we've been pushed off till next week.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
You don't think the water ran through the roof into the shower, do you?
I don't think so. I think
that's a weird connection.
I think the hot water thing is a separate issue, but I'm telling you, you have no idea what it's like to, take a cold shower at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I don't want to be your plumber.
Oh, my God.
That phone call this morning. Get over here.
No, I don't want to be Tim. He's going to get it from both barrels today. The broken roof and the cold water.
Yeah. It's not happy this morning.
That's an 0-for-2 in the daddy world.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm taking over the roof situation today.
Yeah.
This might be the time to get your oldest son to get Max into this kind of stuff. It's time for the son to become a man.
Yeah.
You need to, fix go down and fix it? Oh, boy.
Yeah. He's a very smart kid.
He is smart. Yeah.
So maybe get him downstairs and start tinkering.
In those little toolbox. Right.
Well, it's not that much. It's probably just like a fuse or something, circuit breaker.
I hope you're right. Because we just had it serviced. It's
well,
I don't know where this is coming from.
Well, that's the first thing
you
do, check the circuit breaker.
Yeah, that's what I said this morning.
It's so funny you say that. It's what Billy said.
Yeah, one of those reset buttons in the socket sometimes pops.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, it's not like a genius thing to set the... Mm-hmm. I mean, Bill and I are the men of the house.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah.
It's always confusing to figure out which one it is. I always just end up shutting them all off and
because they run
them
in sequence,
back on.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, well, you always check the circuit. Well, it's not the circuit. How many times have I said that over the years of being a homeowner? Well, it's not the circuit breaker.
Yeah, and it very
seldom
is.
That's the first thing is check.
Okay, well, we'll check
the
that off.
The houses have fuses anymore?
Some older houses.
Some really, yeah, some old ones.
But by now, most have switched out, you know.
Yeah, you don't see fuses much anymore. But yeah, well, that's not the circuit breaker. You better call Charlie.
Yeah, and it's so weird because all you have to do is go to the panel, and if it is the circuit breaker, you look like a hero, and all you have to do is flick a switch.
But you never say that.
No, it's very complicated.
Yeah. You wouldn't understand, honey. You're a girl. I don't want to frighten you. Yeah.
I did wake him up, though, this morning. I was like, this is unacceptable.
Oh, Jesus.
This is like torture.
Did he get up?
He did. He's like, what's going on? I'm like, there is no hot water in the house.
And then he goes, you woke me up for this? What do you want me to do? It's four in the morning.
He goes, yeah, what am I supposed to do?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's circuit breaker.
So, yeah, so we have to call it. We have to call Donnie, if you're listening. I'm calling you.
Okay.
Yeah, our plumber.
I have a really good plumber that is now free since I kind of don't live there anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I love our plumber. He's like the best.
Oh, so you're good.
And you most competent person I think I've ever met.
Mm. That's a big thing in homeowning.
Totally.
You got to have all your guys.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah.
You got to have a good plumber. You have to have a good electrician.
Yep. You listening, Bex?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Listen to cell phones.
If you can afford it. If you can swing it, a good cleaning person.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
Good landscaper.
Yep. Yeah, we have that. Yep. You're right. That's a good
list. Now we're getting into the snobby area because a lot of people.
Well, no.
If you live in an apartment, you don't have. But, you know, if you live in a condo or something like that, a lot of that stuff is taken care of for you.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
If you live in a condo complex, that you don't do
anything. Yeah, like you don't have to worry about hot water.
No, we don't have to do anything.
Management handles it.
Exactly.
Yeah, but they don't answer the phone. Like, if you call your guy, you live in a condo complex, right? I mean, you don't own it, but you rent, right, Bex?
Yeah, I rent, yeah.
But so you have one guy to call. If he doesn't pick up.
Yeah. Well, one time our dishwasher broke, and I didn't know what to do. So I called him, and he came in. He looked at it. He's like, nothing I can do. And he just walked out. I was like, oh, boy. Okay.
Okay. What am I paying for
here? I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this?
Well, see, that's the problem. You got a man in the middle.
Yeah.
You got to call a guy. Who then has to call a guy.
Oh, mm-hmm. Boy.
Yep. If you own a house, you don't have that middleman. You just call the guy.
It is convenient, though. I will say, like, when it snows, and like, I don't have to worry about shoveling anything. That's what I like about living in a
Yeah, you
like,
got
renting.
That. You don't, yeah, that's taken care of.
And you have to take care of your guys.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you have to make them like you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because when you put the call in, you want to be on top of the list.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, but I don't do what you do. You know, when you call the plumber, like, would you like a little back rub? I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. I'm sorry. I know it works for you, Bill, but it's not for me. What do you got coming up?
Well, for starters, I've got Bernie Sanders talking about the mittens.
Oh, God.
That's coming up. Another celebrity has tested positive for COVID. We've got that. A hot love triangle in pop music. We're going to break it down.
Oh, I like this.
And Vice President Kamala Harris, is she really a member of the BTS Army? We've got that story, too.
Oh, good stuff coming up. Billy's Entertainment Update is next.
Kiss 108.
If you're wondering how you're going to make the most of 2021.
A little help.
Kiss has got your back.
Nice.
Yeah, this weekend, we're giving away new Kiss 108 backpacks. Loaded up with an iPad, Apple Pencil, and a lot more.
Amazing.
Awesome.
So whether you're working from home, hybrid learning, or wherever you're heading to make this the best year ever, Kiss 108 has got your back.
Thank you, Kiss 108. We love you guys.
Next chance to win coming up this morning at 9:10 with Maddie. Grab all the details and a bonus chance to win at kiss108.com.
Brought to you by T-Mobile and Olivia's Organics.
Stressed out? Try Stress Balls De-Stressing Gummies. Eat a couple and you'll feel like... That's because Stress Balls gummies contain a clinically proven herb called ashwagandha that becomes more effective over time at relieving stress. So later, your whole body feels like... Until eventually your whole world feels like... Turn your stress life into your best life with Stress Balls gummy supplements.
Valentine's Day right around the corner, and I know it's going to be a little different this year, like everything else, but I have to say, with the Adventure Challenge, I am not worried.
Neither am I, Bex, because the Adventure Challenge is here. What is it? It's a scratch-off adventure.